This one, I couldn't have, if you try and predict the news on a daily basis, and you'll be like, well, this won't happen. Right now, it seems like it is. Ripped from the Toronto Star's headline, Toronto's Catholic board is being urged to fly the pro-life flag at every school in May. Trustees are at odds over it. This was submitted by one trustee. They'll talk about this April 23rd, basically 2 weeks from yesterday, at a meeting of the Toronto Catholic District School Board. Our link to that school board, he handles the tough topics. He always answers the phone when we reach out, is Trustee Marcus DiDomenico, and he joins us now on Toronto Today. It's great to have you back.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
Now, you are not that trustee, I will point out right away.
Thank you for that.
Is this bizarre? One of your fellow trustees, Kevin Morrison, called it, said the motion's motivated by, quote, an outside political group, calling it a, quote, complete waste of our time. And there's one more, quote, absolutely bizarre. How do you view this one?
Well, I'm a big supporter of Trustee Morrison. I think he's quite correct in what he said. This board is not split over Trustee Del Grand, by the way. I would say that much like other motions he's put forward, he's in a very small group of his own. This is not going to get support, I believe, for most of it. I will definitely be voting against it. It's not what we do at the board. It's not what we do as a Catholic board. We are here to educate and provide the proper environment for our students. And this is just American-style red meat politics, which is just so divisive and not appropriate.
Safe to say as well, it would not be, I'm sure you might feel the same, saying if it's political, a pro-choice flag can't climb up the flagpole and sit next to the Canada-Ontario flags either. This is obviously a controversial, divisive issue that people always will talk about. Couples, parents, everybody talks about this, and maybe we all don't come to the exact same agreements on it, but the idea of it being at schools is a bit too far for you, yeah?
Well, look, we deal with social justice issues all the time, and of course we are a Catholic board, but we have already curriculum that deals with the issues of sacredness of life and the dignity of life. This whole concept of bringing an American flag up here, flying on the poles, sending students in buses to Ottawa, dedicating a whole day when we already are dealing with deficits in education, it's just ridiculous to me. So, you know, we all support the sacredness of life. We all believe life at all stages is so valuable and precious. But this is so inappropriate. I don't believe it's going to literally fly at all.
Well, I'll tell you why, because even just living in the States, following American politics, you and I are both kind of political junkies that way. I don't know what this flag looks like. I don't even think this has been a controversy or an issue in Catholic schools or Christian schools in the United States. So I agree. I get the concept of U.S.-driven politics, but I'm not even sure this gets as far as the debate stage in the U.S. I don't think it does.
Well, I don't think it does either. And that shows you how far off the scale it is. You know, this is driven a lot by Campaign Life Coalition here in Canada, who've latched onto it from the States. That's an organization that was, I've always been at odds with, frankly, to be completely transparent in terms of their position on 2SLGBTQ, et cetera. And Trustee Del Grand, you know, occasionally moves motions. A lot of them have not flown well and have gotten him into some issues. And I wish him well, but not on this motion. This motion should really not be received well.
Marcus DiDomenico is our guest, Toronto Catholic District School Board trustee. All that I could reason as well, and this is my thesis, is that is this also a counselor, and would people get behind this saying, you know what, maybe, just maybe, the Canadian flag and the Ontario flag should fly. And I'll make the point that you were a strong advocate in flying and raising the pride flag for your board. We had a lot of controversy last year with the York Catholic District School Board deciding not to do it, and it became an issue. I'd rather we didn't fight about these things, because I don't think this helps our kids and I don't think this helps their education. But I'd make the point that perhaps this is more fuel to the fire for some people saying, look, no matter what we write, raise up the flagpole, unless it's Canada or Ontario, somebody's ticked off saying, why are you putting your cause ahead of mine?
Well, I think flags are an amazing symbol. I'm a big patriot of this country. I'm a proud Canadian. And the Canadian flag will always be at the top of the flagpole. Absolutely agree to that. However, it is not a case where we can't do anything else because of the Canadian flag. That argument was brought up by the other side during the Pride, just as another kind of way of shooting down the idea of Pride.
Yeah.
The idea of the Pride flag going up was to recognize the struggles and that community has been through, and to acknowledge that, you know, that community is welcome in Catholic schools, unlike what the public perception to some people was. So, yeah, we raised it. We also raised, you know, the Indigenous flag, and we believe in these causes.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that we're not proud Canadian supporters. That flag, that Canadian flag proudly flies at the top of the flagpole, and we'll always be there.
Hey, Marcus, thanks for the time today. You know I appreciate it.
Great talking to you. Have a great day.
I will. Toronto Catholic District School Board Trustee Marcus DiDomenico.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.